From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is on his way back to Washington today after a brief trip to Oslo, where he accepted this year's Nobel Peace Prize. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president's speech at the ceremony was unexpected in that even as he accepted the prestigious Peace Prize, he also made it clear that war is sometimes justified and moral. At a formal dinner held in his honor in Oslo last night, the president offered a toast in which he praised Alfred Nobel, the industrialist and arms maker who founded the award more than a century ago.
He did know this truth, that our destinies are what we make of them, and that each of us in our own lives can do our part in order to make a more just and lasting peace.
The president is scheduled to land back in Washington early this afternoon. A host of pressing domestic issues will greet him, including persistent high unemployment and a final push in the U.S. Senate on health care. Don Gagne, NPR News, Oslo.
A final vote is set for later today on a House measure aimed at overhauling the rules governing Wall Street. It's an effort to address the conditions that led to last year's financial crisis. Before today's vote, House members will have to decide on an amendment that would kill a proposed Consumer Financial Protection Agency to regulate credit cards, mortgages, and other financial products. The measure has strong support from President Obama and congressional Democrats. Republicans say it would pile unneeded costs on businesses. Five young Muslim Americans were detained in Pakistan this week, and investigators fear the men wanted to train in terrorist camps. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Pakistani authorities raided a government housing complex in Punjab province earlier this week and rounded up the five Americans. FBI agents are starting to interview them and are concerned that the five young men from the Washington, D.C. area are the most recent Americans to have been radicalized in the U.S. and then decided to travel abroad to act on their beliefs. One thing that concerns U.S. authorities is that the young men appear to have been inspired by radical messages on the Internet. The five managed to connect with Pakistani extremists through YouTube and Facebook. What's unclear is whether they tried to go to terrorist camps in the border region between Pakistan and Afghanistan and were rejected, or whether they, in fact, were preparing to attend some kind of terrorist training camp. The FBI is trying to get the Pakistanis to give the Americans custody of the young men. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
There are reports that a top al-Qaeda operative has been killed in a drone attack in Pakistan. The Associated Press is quoting a government official who did not identify who the target might have been, but he did say it was not al-Qaeda's top two leaders, Osama bin Laden or Ayman al-Zawahiri. The drone attack was first reported last night by NBC. And from Washington, this is NPR News. A CIA official is denying a report that Blackwater USA security guards perform clandestine CIA missions. The New York Times says the firm's guards took part in raids against suspected militants in Iraq and Afghanistan. The CIA official told the AP that the company only provided security. The report comes as the House Intelligence Committee investigates the agency's hiring of Blackwater to help kill or capture al-Qaeda leaders. The man accused of kidnapping and assaulting Salt Lake City teenager Elizabeth Smart 7 years ago faces the final day of a two-week competency hearing today. Brian David Mitchell was found incompetent in state court, but is now being assessed in federal court. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The conclusion of the competency hearing means that a federal judge will then decide whether Brian David Mitchell will be tried in federal court for the Elizabeth Smart kidnapping. For the past 2 weeks, the prosecution and defense have presented dueling mental health experts. Those testifying for the prosecution say Mitchell is faking mental illness and he is competent enough to assist in his own defense. Joining those experts were lay witnesses, including Elizabeth Smart herself 2 months ago, who said Mitchell uses clever manipulation to get what he wants. The defense experts consider Mitchell delusional and schizophrenic. Mitchell himself has not been in the courtroom given his incessant singing of hymns. Prosecutors believe that's part of Mitchell's act. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
A storm moving into Southern California has authorities on the lookout for flooding and landslides, especially in areas burned by wildfires. The storm is the second this week, and forecasters say it will be followed by a wetter storm this weekend. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.